And Chair, may I make a slight suggestion?
Sure.
Can we
have
another
amendment on the floor?
Hold on, I just want to hear from.
Okay, we have Jan and Lawrence's melded motion. Can we consider that a substitute motion? It seems to me more like a substitute motion than amendments.
Jan does not have any amendments. She just suggested some better wording, which we accepted. Lawrence does have an amendment, and we have to vote on that now. But Lawrence, could you just read your amendment to clarify what it is?
I send it to the board, but I'll read it. Amendment to the IED and management team motion, insert at the last paragraph that the board will be appraised of any action taken.
I mean, that's just an amendment. It's not a substitute of any sort.
No, I didn't say it was a substitute. I said it was an amendment, Chair.
Correction? That would be appraised, not appraised.
Yeah. Right.
Okay. And that did receive a second, and we have to... well, let me just ask, are there any objections to this amendment? Okay, so that amendment is accepted, so now we have to vote on the motion as amended. Are there any objections to the motion as amended?
The stream, according to our members on listening to the stream, is going on and off?
Yes, that's true. I can't get on with my phone.
Oh.
Not at all.
We're talking about the web stream to kptx.org.
Yeah, I
can't get on the phone.
Well, how are you on now? Are you patched in on somebody else's call?
No,
yeah.
I'm using another phone.
Yeah,
I think the stream and somebody getting on are two different issues. Can you let Paulina talk? She may know what's going on.
Paulina, you know anything about
Ralph? I passed you in, and I think you're on another phone as well.
Yeah, but you didn't patch me in.
Oh, I merged you. I thought I merged you. Okay. Well, you're on. So sorry, Jerry.
You're on another phone.
You're on now. However, you're on.
But I gotta give up the other phone because it's not my phone. So I'm out of this meeting.
Excuse me, point of order. Can we resolve the stream? Ralph is on. Doesn't need to be discussed right now. Please. Thank you.
Paulina, can you tell us what's going on with the stream?
Yes. Dwight, excuse me. Sorry, my throat is not good. Twice in the last hour, the stream was spontaneously interrupted and would immediately resume, but listeners have to refresh their browsers or wherever they're listening to get back on the stream. I have no control over that. It might be my internet connection, but right now it's streaming, right? So what happens, I would like, for the benefit of those listening, I offer my apologies for the interruptions, and I suggest that if the stream once again gets interrupted, that you just refresh your browser and the stream should be back.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, now, Mr. Chair, to Ralph's issue, would you address Ralph's issue? He has to give up that phone, and his phone will not allow him to dial in.
I can't address it. I have no idea what's going on with his phone. Sorry.
Can he get another number?
Well, he could maybe somebody else just wants to patch him in if he can't be patched in. I don't know what this exactly.
Maybe Lawrence can try again.
Yeah, Lawrence,
yes,
can
let
you
me try again, Ralph. Yeah, but please suspend the vote for a second.
Okay. Oh, I forgot about where you're taking the vote.
well, actually, we're not. Well, we were about to ask if there was any objection. I did ask if there was any objection. Is there any objection to the motion as amended? Okay. There's no objection. The motion as amended is adopted. And the next, and we go on to the next item on the agenda, which is the report from the interim executive director. It's a 15-minute item. Lydia, the floor is yours.
I'm sorry, it went to voicemail.
Oh, boy. I don't know.
Just keep trying.
Maybe James. James has had success getting getting Ralph before.
James, I'll try.
Yeah, okay, thank you.
Oh, okay. So this is definitely the job that just keeps on giving. So on, as the board knows, that we received a notice from the CPB a week last Friday on the 22nd that our CSG grant was going to come to an end based on an audit that they had conducted in 2013. And I'm still trying to get clarification of where we were not non-compliant. I know what we were non-compliant or have since learned at that time. So by 2014, our attorney at the time, our FCC and CPB attorney, John Krigler, had drafted a letter that was sent by the then interim executive director, Summer Reese, that itemize all of the corrections that were necessary, which included naming a CPB officer in the person of Otis McCray, who has worked diligently to keep us all in compliance, meaning having our meetings noticed, having the recordings done, which, by the way, I forgot last week that to ask the LSBs to meet on Maestro instead, so if you're not meeting on Maestro instead of Zoom. And anyway, it's a matter of recording. Also, Zoom takes up an awful lot of bandwidth, but nevertheless, and so that he can have the accurate recordings posted. So he has oversight over all that aspect, which we were not completely compliant with prior to that, or not as diligently compliant. CAB meetings, those were kind of spotty in terms of their community needs assessment reports, that sort of thing. Hopefully everything is fine now. But the key thing that we could not address was the accurate financials, because we didn't have audited financials at the time. We were already behind a year, and we're still behind a year now. They have the CPB can accept unaudited financials. They haven't in the past, but given this letter, of course, that's what I have in writing in an email sent to them, suggesting that we could provide the unaudited financials. Our audited financial, at least for FY18, should be ready by next Friday, and to the board by next Wednesday, the draft audit. That's the good news. And then we can move right into FY19. But still, absent those, you can't produce the audits and whatever other financials that they might have needed. And I need that kind of clarification. What I am requesting from CPB is to have a modest extension, because obviously they have been waiting for some time, and we owe them $137,000 in from payments that we were apparently overpaid, or we had not, because of their audit, they found that each station owes a portion of that, and we have 30 days from last Friday to pay that. So, but what we really need the extension on is on the compliance that will keep the grant going. What it supplies
Ralph,
is
on the call.
Pardon?
I'm asking if Ralph is on the call because he just called me. Chair, are we in order? I thought we were taking a vote on the motion from the.
No, it was passed without objection.
Oh, okay. Sorry, Lydia.
So what it covers is all of our and I sent it to the board what John O'Malley itemized for me, that it covers all of our music licensing and so forth and a number of other things having to do with streaming and so on and so forth. Do we have options? Yes, very expensive ones. If we pay for that ourselves, there's a possibility of having, you know, going to other entities to pay them considerably less and get that same coverage. The problem is we have very little time to do it because this goes into effect. It ends, their coverage ends on the 31st of May. That's this week. And no one has returned my calls. So I did send an email. They were supposed to call me, according to the one woman I spoke to last Friday. And it gave me time to get all of the information, meaning all of this correspondence, because it's not like we've been getting late notices or anything from them. To my knowledge, we hadn't heard from them for a number of years on this issue. So so that's where we are. I don't know what precipitated it, if there was like a complaint or if it's just somebody caught it and said, oh, God, this has been a really long time, so we'll give them a week to find another way of having that covered. But obviously the music and streaming, copyrights, all of that is essential for all of our programming. So to me, that's been, I had to then like drop everything, well, except for the PPP and EIDL loans, and move on to this and sandwich everything else in between. So if I owe anybody else phone calls, I'll start catching up tomorrow. That's that. I did have a green shoot. What was it? anyway, some of the stations, most of the stations are in Fund Drive. I plan to, and some of them are doing better than others, by the way. PFW, I understand, is doing quite well. And I plan to drop an email appeal early next week. Hello?
Well, I left you with that.
I saw that.
Hello? Anyway, if you can mute, please. Anyway, so I do plan to have an appeal then, and to have the full all day fund drive for the national in mid July. So I've been planning for that all along. I just couldn't find the time to do it, and part of that because hopefully it's going to involve some of the high profile people that I'm hoping to get and have secured. That we can add it to a film aspect of it for our Pacifica Foundation TV. And there you go. I think that's it for now. I know I'm missing something. Okay, I can take questions while I see what else I might have forgotten.
Okay, who wants to be on the stack for questions?
Chris Corey for the stack.
Yeah, if I make comments on something, Lydia.
Hold on. Before we take questions, there's actually a motion. There's a motion in this part of the report that has to be made at this point.
That's what I was going to say, Alex.
Grace,
can
you read
the stack?
Oh.
This is James. Okay. I'd like to be on the stack, too, and I have a report on my attempt to reach Ralph as well.
Okay, someone has to read the motion.
I'm reading another. I'm on another line. Take care.
Oh, thank you. Thanks, Ralph.
Okay. Okay, I'll read. Nobody else wants to. Grace, can you read it?
Yeah. Lydia, do you want this motion read now and taken up about the KPFTGM search committee?
Well, yeah, because that's what I forgot to mention. Go ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead.
All right. The motion. Whereas the KPFT GM search committee has failed in its last two meetings to elect or even to notice a nominating process for committee chair, move that the PNB direct the interim executive director to provide the KPFT GM search committee with a process and timeline to elect a chair, and that the interim executive director provide the necessary directives to ensure EEO guidelines and reporting are complied with in the search process. And then bylaws, Article 7 of the bylaws, Local Station Board, Section 1, Local Boards, is cited. And that citation is, there shall be a standing committee of the Board of Directors for each foundation radio station, which shall be known as the Local Station Board. The powers, duties, and responsibilities of the LSBs shall be those set forth in these bylaws, and such other powers and duties and responsibilities as the Board of Directors may from time to time delegate to them. And that's the end of the motion.
Mr. Chair, this is Sandra. I'd like to be on. I'd like to comment on that motion, please.
Hold on.
Okay.
This is
Lydia. May I motivate it?
You
need a second,
and we need a second to discuss it. Go ahead,
Mr. Chair. This is a point of order. This is Grace. If two board members put a motion forward, it's obviously moved and seconded. And James Sagerton and I agreed to put forward this motion. So that can be considered.
Okay. Let me refer that question to our parliamentarian.
Point of information, Robin.
Mr. Tatum,
we have not received. Yeah, I'm here.
Hold on. I have a question for the parliamentarian. Mr. Tatum?
Robert's Rules of Order states that if a motion is coming from a committee, then it does not need a second. Now, when two people come together on a motion, technically they don't have they're not a committee, they don't have a name, it's just two people. So I would wait on the side that define committees don't need to have seconds to their motion. But if it's a non-committee or an individual or a couple of individuals, or let's say the officers or something like that, they don't comprise of a committee that has been identified that way from the board. So in this case, second is.
Yeah, so that's what I thought. So we need a second on that motion. Does somebody want to second it?
Marquis, second.
Okay.
Point of information, Robin.
What is your point of information? Robin?
This has not been sent to us. It's not in the draft agenda. Could Grace please send it again so that we all have it?
It is in the draft agenda.
It is. I sent it later than the other one. It only has this open session as the attachment. It was a revision that was a little bit after 5.
Well, I don't have it. It didn't come to me.
It came at 7:48 p.m. 2 hours ago to me.
Okay.
As a separate motion.
I'll send it to you, Robin.
Okay. Eastern time, that would be.
So may I speak to it?
Yes, go ahead, Lydia.
Okay, so I offered to attend the search committee at KPFT. I did have some members discuss some of the situation relative to not being able to move certain things forward in terms of the search at their first meeting. And so I offered, and nobody objected when I was on the call. I mostly listened until a few hours later. This is last Sunday. But in any, for whatever reason, and the reasons the various members can either discuss or not discuss, the main issue to me was that because this is an essential committee, but that has bearing on what I do, which is to select a general manager for a station, a permanent general manager. We have interim. That the fact that they couldn't even arrive at opening up nominations, I mean, it was kind of raised, a couple of names were thrown out, but there wasn't an official process of nominations are open and they will be closed on such and such a date and whatever. No process was in place. That's one issue. So I'm offering to contact Terry Goodman, who has been good enough to volunteer acting as a teller for many of our elections, and a process that's well respected and then he can let us know who the other tellers would be. But more important, and just as importantly, is the timeline so that this committee can move forward in its work. Subsequent to that meeting, I learned that at the previous search, and I don't know if it was the immediate previous search, but at a previous search, that the applications were housed at on a Gmail something with Gmail, probably a Dropbox or something. But they may not know, for example, that Otis McCray has a whole system for the resumes for all of the applications. The reason that that's important is that then when you ask the general manager or the business manager to produce an EEO report, they have to have access to all of the applications that have been submitted in order to...
Chair, we have time on this item.
In order to... go ahead.
Chair,
this is Sandra. May I be recognized?
Only if you're offering a motion to extend
time.
I would like to make a motion to extend time for 10 minutes, please.
Okay. Do we have a second?
Wally seconds.
Okay. Are there any objections to extending this item for another 10 minutes? Okay. Go ahead, Lydia.
Whoever provides that information for the EEO report has to culminate into a report that identifies how many applications, the diversity of the application, not just racially, but in terms of all kinds of categories that the EEO requires. And therefore, it's critical that we have it in a safe place that is kept through that reporting process and beyond, and that Otis has this wonderful system. I've used it a number of times, and it will also house recordings, because sometimes the length of the committee work is elongated because not everyone can attend the same meeting when you're interviewing a candidate. This way, if it's recorded and it's in there, then those who were not unable to attend can log in with special codes and so forth and listen to those recordings, and the work continues. My concern throughout the network for years has been that we have kept way too many people as interns for way too long, largely due to the fact that the committees cannot get their work done in a timely fashion. So I think if I can help moving things along, and a lot of the LSB members might be new, might not know we have these mechanisms in place, so it's not casting any doubt or dispersions on anyone. There are various mechanisms. There are also, we are a California corporation. Therefore, a lot of the federal EEO guidelines are really important, but as those of us in California know, and hopefully others probably know, is that California is a very employee-friendly state as compared to other states, and in terms of employee rights and so forth. So as a California corporation, we need to incorporate aspects of human resources norms and that go beyond even EEO that we need to be privy to and that the committees need to be aware of as well. And I think that they'll find it helpful. I don't plan to attend all of their meetings, just FYI, but I think I can share some of this. So that's the basis of this motion.
Okay. Thank you, Lydia.
Mr. Chair, this is Sandra. I asked to be on the stack, please.
Go ahead, Sandra. Before you go, who else wants to be on the stack? Okay, Sandra, go ahead.
Wayne to the stack.
Is it my turn
Wally
to speak?
To
go ahead, Sandra.
Okay, first, Lydia, I want to thank you very much for attending and enduring that meeting. I very much appreciate your recommendations and your offer of assistance to help us make sure that we follow all the proper guidelines. My only correction to that motion was that it was noticed 2 weeks prior to the meeting on the 24th that we would be electing a chair. And there was apparently some confusion by some of the members who indicated that they had never received the agenda, they had never received the meeting notice, but yet they were still on the meeting. So that's my only correction. It was properly noticed that we were going to attempt to elect a chair, and it was properly noticed that same day for this following Sunday that we are going to attempt to again elect a chair. And if we need to open the floor for nominations and then have a time frame for the nominations to be closed, I'm certainly happy to do that. I just wanted to first thank you for your assistance and your recommendations, but I want people to know that it was noticed. Thank you.
Okay. Dwayne?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I think the previous speaker left out a couple of facts. One of which, it was noticed at the very first meeting on the agenda that we convened the very first Management Selection and Review Committee meeting. And it was then that the intent was obvious, because it was on, as she just admitted, it was on the agenda to elect a chair. And some of them call obstruction when we point out that our standing rules at KPFT-LSB indicate that you should elect a chair within 3 meetings. And we argued for, they call it obstruction, but those of us who like to adhere to the rule argue that within simply doesn't mean the first meeting. I think that's a stretch for any reasonable person. So they argued for 3 40-minute minutes. They said, came back the second meeting with the intent of electing a chair, not going through a process of STV voting. So those facts were deleted by the previous speaker. Now, as it relates to, I do also want to thank you, Lydia, for putting up with and listening to the problems that occur when individuals who have a majority just want to railroad stuff down the minority's throat, and we just won't allow it. They call that obstruction. So now that you are involved, and we are going to have STV voting, the reality of it is they're going to get to elect who they want to get to elect. We were just arguing process and procedure, which they did not want to follow. But they will be following it according to this motion that's been brought. So thank you very much for your assistance.
Lyndon for the staff.
Okay. Lyndon?
Well, I think Wally and maybe somebody else is before me.
Wally, did you want to speak on this?
Lyndon, go ahead.
Okay, yeah, I would just like to say that I wish everybody would look up the definition of within, if you actually need to do that, because we indeed had an argument over what within meant, and they think within 3 weeks means you have to wait 3 weeks. Our argument was that the first week was within 3 weeks, and the second week was within three weeks.
Meeting.
But please, meeting, whatever. Quit interrupting me. Y'all know what I mean. Now,
James, y'all have my personal privilege.
Stick with the facts.
Hold on. What is your point of personal privilege? Are you hearing the voices breaking up like I am?
Yes. I just wanted to know if it was just me or if it was everyone.
Really bad.
All speakers.
I assume it's the stream.
I think it's everybody now.
I thought it was my phone, but it may be the is everybody hearing these voices breaking up?
Yes.
No,
yes.
I'm not. Yes.
Nobody was horrible.
No. It had broken up.
It's okay. It's probably I don't know what it is, but it looks like it sounds like a maestro problem. Then,
yeah, we all sound like fish underwater.
2 minutes left, Chair. 2 minutes.
It's gotten pretty bad. Maybe we should take a 5-minute recess and everybody hang up and call back in and see if that helps any.
Good idea.
Okay. Right now it's become possible to hear anybody. So let's see if...
Okay.
It's 10:06. Can we get back on the call in the next 3 minutes? 10:09. Just hang up and call back in. Is there anybody who doesn't have the calling numbers?
Everybody has them because they called in once already.
Well, it's okay now.
Right now,
I'm
it's
get,
fine.
Right
let's
now
hang up
fine.
And call back.
I think we
yeah, let's hang up and call back. It's somebody who just hung up that made it better.
Polina.
Polina, what?
Yeah, I'm going to, I know this, the quality of the sound has nothing to do with my streaming capacity. It has to do with the Maestro conference, not with the stream. But I would like to still restart my system. So can we take 5, please, instead of 3?
5, okay. Let's take, well, I mean, we can call we can call back in 3 minutes, and you don't have, and we can
yeah,
wait till
yeah,
the,
sure.
Back on.
Actually, everybody sounds, you sound good now.
Okay. Two are independent of each other. Anyway,
okay,
I'm going to hang
yes,
up right
great.
Now.
Appreciate
I'm
going
to hang up right now. Call back in. Okay? Bye.
Hello.
Hang up and call back in 5 minutes. Open session continuing. We're resetting it because it was breaking up.